Hello, I hope you're having a great day. Welcome to the second episode of Glow on the Go. If you missed the last one, I talked about the message behind the podcast, what it represents to me, and a little bit about my own journey with perfectionism. And in that episode, I was really focusing on the fact that you don't need to become your best self before you can feel proud of yourself, before you can be happy, and before you can love your life. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about romanticizing your life and being the main character. And I think that this is something that is important to keep in mind, that it's not because you don't have your dream life yet that you cannot romanticize it and you cannot love the life that you're in right now. And I also want to say that another misconception that I feel a lot of people have on romanticizing their life is that they confuse having an aesthetic life or an aesthetic lifestyle to having a romanticized life. Like, these are two completely different things. And it's not true that your life is always going to be pink and blue skies and that it's always going to look perfect and be perfect. So you need to stop chasing like that perfect picture, to just appreciate the moment that's there and really find the beauty there is in this journey and in the learning process and in the highs as much as in the lows. Because yes, you can romanticize the low and what they teach you and how it like changes you after, because the lows are really what are pushing you further in life. And that goes like hand in hand with your mindset. So to be able to feel like the main character of your life, you really need to stop focusing too much on the external things, the material things you own, and like wanting to have more. And you want to tune in into like being grateful for what you already have and the life that you can live. Because when you look at your life and you're always in the mindset like, I don't have enough, when I'll have this, I'll be happier, when I'll have this, I won't be like sad anymore, I'll be able to romanticize my life when I get this, and you're always in the mindset that your life is not enough for you right now to be happy, this is how you're gonna feel. You're gonna feel like you can be happy until you have more, and so you're always gonna be like in a chase to get more. But when you really like focus on being grateful for the things that you have and you switch that mindset to realize that your life right now is more than enough for you to be happy. And like I said at the beginning of this episode and in the last one, that even if you're not your best self yet and you're not like at your dream life yet, you can still feel happy and fulfilled with the life that you have. When you make that shift in your mindset, then you're not gonna feel like you need to change your life or get more for you to be happy. And now I'm not saying you shouldn't get more. I'm saying more like, it's not because you don't have more that you can be happy. And being happy with the life that you have now is gonna help you so much to find the motivation to continue and get more. But really changing that mindset is gonna put you in a place of power in your life, because like I said, you're not chasing anymore, you're appreciating, and that makes you feel more in control, and that's gonna give you the feeling that you're the main character of your life, because you're gonna feel like everything is there to make you happy and not like you don't have enough. I know that mindset has a lot of layers and it's a really deep subject, so I would definitely do another episode on that just so I can go deeper into it. But I still want to leave you an exercise you can do to start changing that mindset to something that's more positive and that's going to make you feel more grateful about your life and the things that you have. So what I like to do is to practice gratefulness. This is like the top vibrational state you can be in. So if you do practice it often, you're gonna really see like a change in the way you think. And if you're someone who complains a lot and who is always in that feeling, like I talked about wanting to have more and you feel like it's not enough, or you feel like life is happening against you, you're not alone, because I used to feel like that, and I used to be like not positive at all. And I know for the one, like, if you follow me on Instagram, you're like, what? Because I'm a really positive person now, and like I see everything in a positive light, and like this is the exercise that really changed it for me. So basically what I want you to do is, if you're someone who complains a lot, write about it. Like, what are you complaining about? What's something that happened that you're like, this is unfair, I don't like this, or this makes me feel like it's negative for my life? Write it down, and don't like hold back, just write it down. And then after, read it again and try to find things you're grateful for. And it's gonna be hard, but think about, what are you learning? Are you discovering something about yourself you didn't know? Are you grateful because this is going to make you grow and going to help you realize things that are going to make you a better person? And write them all down. And what this is going to do is that you're going to take literally like a negative situation in your life, and you're going to turn it into something that has a positive impact. And by writing it down, you're sending like a clear message to your mind that, hey, even if like I thought this was negative, actually it could be beneficial for us. So doing that like often and making it a habit to think like that, you're really going to train your mind to see things in a more positive light and be more positive about the things that are happening in your life. And that's how you start to really change your mindset. And also, since I know you guys really like the details and all that, when I practice gratefulness, like not this specific exercise, just gratefulness in general, I don't always make a list. I don't always write them down. Sometimes I just like make a mental list of it, but I find it more like I feel more grateful for what I have when I do write a list. And I write, for example, I'm grateful for my bed because it helps me sleep at peace. Like, I write the thing I'm grateful for, and I write why I'm grateful for it. It helps me even more. So that's a little exercise you can start doing to start changing your mindset from a place of, my life is not enough for me right now, to feeling grateful and appreciative of your life. And I'm telling you, like, this is just such a huge game changer. The next thing that I feel like is so important when you're trying to romanticize your life is really to let go. Let go of trying to be perfect. Let go of the seriousness of life. Let go of always taking things seriously, like others' reactions, interactions. Like, life is not as serious as you make it, I promise. And the best example is like when we were kids, I can promise you we were not as serious. And life was still okay. I know things change, like we have more responsibilities and priorities, and we're rushed by time and the things we want to do. So it's normal that we gain in maturity and we're a little bit more serious, but you can still have fun and you can still do things without like a logical reason to it. Like if it's raining and you want to go dance in the rain, you don't need a logical reason to do it. Let go of the seriousness and just do it. And doing more things just for the fun of it and dropping like the serious side once in a while is really going to help you feel like the main character. You're going to be so happy about it because you're not always going to be so like tensed and so looking at life from a perspective that it needs to be perfect and serious and all that. And same goes like when you make mistakes, and this is gonna be the uncomfortable part, I think, of this episode, because I used to be like a huge perfectionist. If you listen to the intro of the podcast, yeah, like I used to hate when things were imperfect, and like absolutely everything had to be perfect. I would beat myself up so much. But when you let go of that and you accept that things might not go as planned, that you might make mistakes and all that, it just, like, you're going to discover a whole new way of living that is going to be way more rewarding. And a big thing for me to be able to drop that perfectionism was to really do the work with my mindset. Again, the mindset is really important. And it was to see that all my life, my parents, my teacher, like, everyone was like, mistakes are wrong. And, like, you know, like, at school, you make a mistake, your grade drop. And grades used to be, like, really important to me. So they still are, but, like, I don't associate my worth or anything with my grades. So it's way better. But, yeah, my grades used to be, like, so important to me. And so I learned that making a mistake was wrong. And I had to realize that making a mistake was actually good for me. Like, I'm learning so much more by making that mistake. Like, before making that mistake, I thought this was the right way to do it. And it took that for me to understand that I had to go in another direction and I had to change the way I do things. So really working on that and reminding yourself that making a mistake is okay and life not going as planned is okay, and being more flexible and less strict, that's gonna help you feel more empowered, because the more you try to control things and they don't go as planned, the more you feel like, I'm not in control of my life, I don't understand what's happening. But the more you focus on only the things that are in your control and you let go of the rest, then you're like, ah, I am in control of my life, because the things that I am focusing on, I can actually control. So that's the, like, second tip-ish for romanticizing your life and feeling like the main character. Now, that brings me to the last tip for this episode, and that is to slow down and enjoy the present moment. And honestly, I think, like, this is the most important one. Like, mindset is really important, but even if you have a very good mindset, but you can't be in the present moment, you're not going to be able to romanticize your life. Because romanticizing your life is that it's enjoying the present moment. And if you're always in the past thinking about your mistake and thinking about the past, and if you're always in the future, anxious or whatever, you're not in the present moment, you can't enjoy it. So it's really important that you learn how to like slow down and just be in this present moment, like really be here and notice all the little things that are around you. And that's gonna help you also for gratefulness and the other aspect that I talk about in this podcast, but really like noticing everything that's around you in this present moment and not always being in the future or in the past. And I think the way that I do it, and that I can be more in the present moment, because it's still something that I'm working on. And like, for example, now I have a bunch of exams and I'm the kind of person, I'm very last minute. So like, I accept that about myself and it's fine. And like, I don't have an issue with it, but like now, like, I don't take the time as much to be in the present moment because I'm always rushing to study for my exams and everything. But what I like to do that helps me a lot is put in place habits that help me go back to the present moment, because then it just gets in my routine and it becomes easier than just trying to do it at a random moment and then I'm stressed and I'm already like overwhelmed and everything. So the habit that I like the most is really going for a walk, because also you're outside, so I just feel like my senses are more stimulated. So I try to go out and without any music or without listening to a podcast, really focusing on now, what can I see, what can I hear, can I smell something, how does the ground feel under my feet, like really trying to focus all my senses on the things that are happening at this moment and slowing down my breathing and just going for like a 10-minute walk and focusing on those things has a major impact on my day. And it makes me realize like I can calm down. Like, it releases the tension so much, and it helps me, like, romanticize my whole day, because I do that mostly in the morning as much as I can. Sometimes it's at night, but I try to do it in the morning, and it has, like, a huge impact on my whole day. And, like, it's just slowing down in general. Like, in the morning, if you wake up and you rush to go answer emails and scroll on your phone or get into work, like, right away, your whole day is going to be, like, more rushed. But if you wake up, you take the time to just sit in your bed, look around, appreciate the stillness of your room and how the sun hits in your room, if it's raining outside, the vibe of it, and you really, like, stay there for a moment, it's gonna send, like, a message to your brain. Because I actually talked about this in a recent post on my Instagram, and I'm gonna link my Instagram below if you want to go check it out. But basically, I was saying, like, the first thing that your brain gets dopamine from in the morning is what it's going to crave the whole day. So a good way to slow down and appreciate more the present moment in your day is to incorporate some practices that calm you down in the morning. So the walk and just waking up and taking your time. I also want to share a little exercise that I used to do with my therapist a few years back, and it's a breathing exercise. And why I love it so much is because breathing exercises in general are really good for you, because your breath is related to your brain activity and your heart rate and a bunch of things on, like, in your body. So by breathing a certain way and focusing on your breath, slowing it down, you can change the way, like, that your brain is, like, running around and you feel all stressed and overwhelmed and anxious, and you can bring yourself back to a state where you feel more calm and at peace. So the exercise that we used to do is just breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 2, breathe out for 5 seconds, and hold for 2. It's a bit like the box exercise, if you know about it. And basically what I like to do to just calm down and not be thinking about a bunch of things at the same time is just to focus on my breathing. Like, how does it feel? A bit like for the walk, like, how does it feel? And like, how does my body move to, like, breathe? And like, focusing in my mind, like, breathe in, breathe out, those type of things, just to really bring myself back to my breath and not be thinking about a bunch of things. And also, I just want to add something. If you do that or meditation, you might be thinking, oh, I'm supposed to be thinking about nothing, but that's not it. Like I said, breathing more slowly or meditation is slowing down your brain activity. So it's just to help you have less, like, aggressive thinking. That's not, like, the right word, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, your thoughts are gonna, like, be slower. So you're going to be able to observe them without any judgment and just focusing on your breath, going back to your breath. Before I wrap it up, I just want to give you a reminder that your life doesn't need to be perfect for you to enjoy it and love it, that I'm so proud of you for how far you've come, and that if you ever need some little tips, motivation, or positive vibes, my Instagram is linked in the description of this podcast. And there's also an amazing community there. I answer to most DMs, and I try to answer to all of them, and just the people there are amazing. And if you really want to be on top of it, you can go share this podcast with someone who needs it, or comment, leave a review. I love reading you guys, and it really makes my day. So I hope I will see you next Wednesday, and I wish you a lovely day.